Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great, just a great, a spectacular show, I'd say. It actually would be a double spectacular if Gary Ginsberg were here in the second hour, but he's playing hooky this week. I was away last week, so we've got 2 weeks worth of great medical news. And these are really some wonderful stories that we'll go over, just sensational. We have some incredible guests lined up for you. And that's why I was out in the backwoods of the Redwoods and out of internet contact, so I couldn't be there last week, but all of the stories are here for us, everything from intermittent fasting, and we're going to talk about this, what this means, in the second hour. But it is probably the story of the year, not of the week, not of the month, but of the year. And we've got Dr. Longo, who's the senior investigator on this research, who did it, and it is spectacular. What he will say is that, in fact, intermittent fasting does an awful lot of... What do we mean by intermittent fasting? Well, it is, you'll find out from him exactly how this was done in humans. It was done in mice first, and he demonstrated there, now in humans. So 4 days worth of calorie restriction, and the rest of the month you could eat anything you want. How much calorie restriction? What kind of content do you eat on those other 4 days? We'll talk to you about it with Dr. Longo, and how it changed his stem cells, or the stem cells of the people who he tested, so that they were able to function as if you were much younger by just being, this is amazing, just by fasting 4 days a month, not total fast. We'll talk about what that fast meant, because it isn't a total fast. That's the good news. It isn't a total fast, but there is some of it. And so we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Americans are finally eating. By the way, that'll be the interview in the second hour. Usually the radio stations don't like me to say the first hour or the second hour, but this is one I've got to say. I'm going to talk about intermittent fasting both in the first and second hour because it's such huge news. But in the second hour, the last half hour, you can always hear us. By the way, if your radio station only covers it for one half hour, excuse me, 1 hour, you can always log on to RadioMD.com, even if you're on vacation taking a trip, because this is should be a spectacular information about how you can do fast. This is 4 days of fasting a month, and you get 80% of the benefit as though you were calorie restricted. What was that in animals? Well, in 21 of the 23 animal species, the animals on calorie restriction live 100% longer, and with a quality of life as though they're age 40 humanly. If that happens, you get 80% of the benefit, it looks like, from this intermittent fasting for those 4 days a month. If you do that, it means we could live to 130, 140 with a quality of life of someone of 45. Amazing. Someone 45, it regenerates your stem cells. This was really big news. In fact, Dr. Longo says, we could not predict that this fast would have such a remarkable effect in promoting stem cell-based regeneration. I mean, that's totally amazing. And Dr. Longo's no slouch. No, he's the Edna M. Jones Professor of Gerontology and Biologic Sciences at the UC Davis School of Gerontology, Director of the USC Longevity Institute. So this is really up his research. When you starve, the system tries to save energy. And one of the things it can do to save energy is to recycle a lot of your immune cells that are not needed, especially those that may be damaged, Longo said. When we start noticing both in our human work and our animal work is that the white blood cell count goes down with fasting. Then when you refeed, the blood cells come back. New stem cells. We'll talk about that. In the first hour, our guest at the bottom of the hour, again, a sensational one. We invited him back because he was so good. He talked about his name, Russell Friedman. The Grief Recovery Handbook is his major book, but he also has Moving Beyond Loss, When Children Grieve, And of course, what we talked to him about first was the grief recovery for pet loss. Sensational. He will talk to us. And we already have some guests, some questions lined up. You can send us questions. My email is not quite working yet, but I expect it to be working by the time the half hour comes. It's you know, it's one of those problems. It's waiting for, whatever it is, a good connection. But in any case, it's udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com. If you want to call us in on the 800 line, that's a free line. It's not 800, it's 844-844, and Sonar, correct me, 844-305-7800, 844-305-ENGINEER-SONAR-7800. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
844-305-7800 gets you onto the show. Wonderful show. Okay. The next topic we're going to talk about is Americans are finally eating less. How much less? Well, you'll have to come back after the break to hear that one. But it is a little bit less. It's not enough. Remember, we started eating 2% more calories per year in 1983 over what we had eaten all the time over a 16-year period to 2003. We are now eating 400 calories more. Since 2003, though, that was the peak year, and we're now down about, kids are down about 150 calories from that, so they're 250 calories a day more than they need to maintain same size. Adults, only about 50 calories down. So we got a long way to go, but maybe the tide has turned. Fat cartoon characters we're going to talk about. What happens when children see fat cartoon characters? Do they eat more? And what can we do about it? The answer is yes, they eat more. And we'll talk about what you can do about it. We're also going to talk about, again, more on the intermittent fasting in this first hour, more if we get a chance to do it, and the next topic we'll talk about is women losing brain function faster than men. Why is that happening? Well, we'll talk about why that is, and also why the cardiac surgeons, cardiologists, and cardiac anesthesiologists all got together to talk about brains after cardiopulmonary bypass and what they can do. And there's a real good thing they can do and something you can do to improve brain function after cardiopulmonary bypass, that is after heart surgery. We're also going to talk about three things the FDA did this week that are really big. By the way, there's some things you can do before cardiopulmonary bypass to help yourself too. Three things the FDA approved a first-of-its-kind non-surgical weight loss device that caused this remarkable 47-pound weight loss in the subjects, and 95% of them kept it off. I don't know if I even believe that. Then they also approved a potent and unfortunately pricey cholesterol-lowering shot, once-a-month shot, once-every-two-week shot, depending on which companies. What are the most things? What are the leading source of food poisoning, and what can you do about it? Well, I'll tell you, it's lettuce, livers, and berries. What do you do about it? Does washing alone get it? Well, you'll come back after the break, and we'll talk to you about that. Reducing brain inflammation injury from heart surgery, that's another thing. The FDA, the other thing they did was they proposed this label on all your food, which is added sugars. They had proposed that. They got a lot of criticism from food companies that didn't want them to do it, but they kept on it, and they're going to have it. And as we said at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Russell Friedman talking about the Grief Recovery Handbook, wonderful book, talking to you about what you do when you grieve. And it may not be what you and I expect, as usual. It may not be the normal things you think about. It isn't just time. Kids who are 8 years old have an altered body image. 14% of them are now are on diets. And then we're going to talk also about organic foods and pregnancy. There is a benefit. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show Spectacular. Don't go away. Come back. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I've got to go first and talk to you about this intermittent fasting. Dr. Longo will be here about an hour from now. In the second hour, at the bottom of the half hour, at the bottom of the hour, he will be our guest. And this is a spectacular set of studies he's done. This is a periodic diet that mimics fasting. And it promotes multi-system regeneration, enhanced brain function, and makes you real age younger. We all know that calorie restriction in 21 to 23 species increases your lifespan. It practically doubles it. So for humans, you'd live to 160, and you live with the quality of life on average of someone who's 40. Remarkable data. Now, in primates, closest thing to humans we have, one of the two studies look like it does the same thing. The other one shows a little effect, not much. But it's really tough to decrease to 600 by 600 calories. Say go to 1600, 1500 calories a day, 20%, for your whole life. So Dr. Longo and his colleagues at USC, and remember he's chair of or director of the Longevity Center, so this is no slouch, in mice found that periodic fasting, and I'll come back to what that means, it's a periodic fast mimicking diet that did the exact same thing. In mice, 80% of the same benefits from just the equivalent of mice of 4 days of fasting every month. So 4 days, you go to about 60% of your normal calories. We'll find out exactly what. And it promotes the same type of changes in your brain where your memory center, your hippocampus, expands. It improves cognitive performance. It changes all of the inflammatory markers. It improves immune function. And what it does is it changes your stem cells. So those cells that look like they're near death, they kill it fast. And the ones that aren't, you get new cells, so it really regenerates stem cells. And guess what? 4 days of this in humans, over a three-month period, you get normal eating afterwards. In fact, the people didn't lose weight, but they did lose belly fat. So they lost, they kept the same weight because they ate more the other 25, 6 or 7 days of the month. But for 4 days, they ate about 60% of normal calories. That is, they reduced. If you're on a 2,200 calorie diet, you went down to a little under 1,400. That's pretty severe, but it's only 4 days. And you get the same benefits as if you were on calorie restriction the whole time. Amazing! I'm going to start it. I have already. I'm through my first cycle. Wasn't impossible. So we'll talk to Dr. Longo about that. Americans are finally eating a little less. So this is a study that came out from looking at the Nihane study base. And Americans are down about 50 calories a day for adults, about 180 calories a day for children. So the children only have to go 220 more calories to get to baseline. That is, we ate the same amount from 1858 to 1983 in calories per day, about 2360. We started eating 2% more, 40 calories a day more, not much, but it's 40 calories in 1984, 40 more in 1985, so it's 80 calories total, 40 more in 1986, 120 more calories. So in 2003, we settled at 400 calories more. So we're now eating a little less. That's great news. Are we at a turning point? I don't know. One of the good signs about it is, in fact, you know, McDonald's sales are down. Maybe that is saying the same thing. It's a good thing. What are the leading causes of, I don't know if I should skip this way, but I'm going to go instead to fat cartoon characters rather than that story. Fat cartoon characters, guess what? If the kids saw fat cartoon characters, they ate about 4 cookies or something else. If they saw thin characters, 1.7 cookies when offered cookies. So better to not have them look at any characters. In fact, better not to have them watch TV or do anything in the comic books. And that's maybe why all the comic book characters are obese. In fact, the interesting part is, and I'll read this, children had seen the rotund cartoon characters help themselves to more than double the number of candies as children show in the lean carriers, taking 3.8 Hershey candies on average compared with 1.7 taken by children shown the lean bean character. Children in a comparison group shown an image of a coffee mug took only 1.5. Coffee is not really good for kids, I guess. They don't stimulate them. But activating a children's existing health knowledge counted these effects. So in a separate experiment, they showed 167 elementary school 2 red Gumby-like cartoon characters, one fat, one thin, and then asked them to taste test some cookies. But they also ask the children, some of the children, to think about things that makes you healthy, such as getting enough sleep versus watching TV, or drinking soda versus milk. Some children were asked the health questions before being given the cookie taste test, while others were asked the question after the taste test. Remarkably, the children who were asked about healthy habits before doing the taste test ate fewer cookies, half as many. Those who saw the rotund character, 4.2. Those who saw the thin character, 1.7. Those who saw the fat character, but were asked the question about health habits, about 1.7 also. So, incredible benefit from educating or thinking or suggesting to kids. And the key, get them away from the TV before they eat all those cookies. FDA wants to label added sugars. The Food and Drug Administration proposed on Friday again that its nutrition labels would have added sugar and that it would be a percent of what you're allowed in a day. Wonderful. This is absolutely, you want to do this. And in fact, it said we'll let them have 50, if you will, I should say, it will let them have 50 grams of added sugar a day, which is the right amount. 50 grams of added sugar a day for a whole day for humans. That's absolutely the right amount. And we'll eventually have our apps on our phone, which will measure our blood sugar level, and then we won't have any problem. But until then, limit yourself to at most 4 grams of added sugar per hour. Or for your waking hours, 50 is about the right number maximum you should have. Next study is about, that I want to talk about, is guidelines for managing temperature. I already told you about that. If you heat the brain up, which is what we do when you come off cardiopulmonary bypass. So when you do heart surgery, you cool the heart and you put it in a resting state, and cooling preserves brain tissue. So the metabolic rate goes down way, 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 way low in the brain and the heart. And then you go on bypass, which means you have this artificial perfusion, artificial blood flow, a pump putting your blood through your body, and you oxygenate it, so you try and preserve brain function. But coming off that, you heat it up, and that heat and the degree of heating is apparently very dangerous. That is, if you heat too fast, you get inflammation in the brain and kills it. How do you protect yourself? If you're going to have cardiopulmonary bypass heart surgery, get DHA. DHA, three-letter word. It's the fish oil that's in salmon and ocean trout, but get it from my pill, DHA, 900 milligrams a day, and do some walking if you can beforehand. What foods are the leading cause of food poisoning? Lettuce and berries, but wash those well, and you get rid of 90% of the risk of food poisoning. The others, livers and some other things, you can't get rid of those unless you heat them to 165 degrees for 3 minutes beforehand. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with a great guest, this one on recovery from grief, even financial recovery. So there are a lot of new things in this book, one of which is how to recover from things that are grief that aren't just someone dying. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength, from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover even hotels.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As the announcer said, the program that aims to have you get the knowledge you need so you can take control of your genes and live younger and more vibrantly. And that's why in the second hour, our guest in the second hour is going to talk about this periodic, if you will, modified fast that gets you to have more stem cells, changes the entire dynamics if the animal models work and the human models seem to be paralleling that. But this hour we have another great guest. This is a repeat. So you asked for him back. He's outstanding. Russell Friedman. Russell Friedman is co-author of the best-selling Grief Recovery Handbook. He's also sold and written another bestseller, When Children Grieve and Moving On. And they're also the creators with his co-author of the Grief Recovery Method. In fact, that's where you can get the website of John W. James and Russell Friedman. It is griefrecoverymethod.com. Is that correct, Dr. Friedman?
Absolutely, Dr. Michael. And I'm not a doctor, although I have been accused of that before.
Oh, Okay, well, you had so much knowledge, I wanted to give you you
a title.
Made a honorary doctorate, if you will. You've also written
and if my mother were alive, she would be so proud.
You also were on before for talking about loss of a pet. And again, a just sensational set of interviews you did. This is an updated book, The Grief Recovery Handbook, and it's got a lot of stuff in it. And when I was talking to you just before we came on the air, I wanted to get to loss of career and financial issues. That is, what happens if you lose a career, and how do you grieve over that? But you said even more, and I want to get to that, was people were talking about loss of faith. And
right.
I wanted one. I was fascinated by the topic on loss of health, because I think if I lose health, as a physician who's been espousing it all these years, I would have a great loss. But let's go ahead and talk about why do you think loss of faith is getting to be such a big thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. Actually, in this 20th anniversary expanded edition of the Grief Recovery Handbook, which is the one we're talking about, the original subtitle was The Action Program for Moving Beyond Death, Divorce, and Other Losses. And when we added this whole new book with new chapters, it says including loss of health, career, and faith. Those three got brought in. Health is, and I will sneak up on faith and just touch on the others for a second. As you've alluded to, for you, and the truth is for anybody, loss of health is probably one of the biggest single losses in our life. The sense of independence, the ability to take care of ourselves, our sense of well-being, our sense of having a future at all, because if you have a really serious health issue, your life could be compromised. And the key to all this is that in a crisis, we go back to old behavior or old beliefs. So grief is a crisis. Loss of health, therefore, is a grief-related crisis. And in a crisis, we'll put old ideas on what we think we do. Our attitude and information about dealing with loss, Dr. Michael, is the key to how effectively we deal with it. We're all going to have, as a doctor, you know, we're all going to have diminishments at some level of our health. Our skin gets less flexible as we get older. Our muscles do not hold their strength. And I'm 72, so I'm experiencing the losses of some of the physical capacities I used to have. But fortunately for me, my attitude about loss is excellent, and I don't mean to be unhumble, but grief recovery has prepared me to have a better attitude about physical health loss so that as things diminish, I can deal with it with a greater degree of equanimity and not lose more energy in feeling bad about it or hurting myself worse. I'm sure you've seen patients who would do better if they had a better attitude. Well, grief recovery allows the maximum attitude. And let me add a little something that will relate to all three of these topics we're going to talk about here at first. Unresolved grief drains energy and robs choice. And I'm not talking about energy in some woo-woo sense, just in a straightforward sense. How much energy do I have available to me? If my inside, my subconscious, and parts of me are sucking off energy, trying to talk to things inside that I can't fix, I can't make my skin be that of a 20-year-old because I'm 72. So I must go through and accept what I have and make the most of the life I have. And I'm sure that attitude, when you've had clients or patients who can adopt that attitude, your ability to help them goes up. It gets better for you. Now, career issues. And we, starting back in about 2008, when the financial collapse happened, people in my age bracket and even younger had their worlds turned upside down. Their 401ks became somewhat valueless. Some of their other retirement plans, a lot of people had to go back to work or not quit working at a normal retirement age. And all of that put them back in this grief crisis mode. If my wife and I had plans to retire and travel and all of a sudden we can't afford to do that, then I have a grief issue. And like most people don't have skills for dealing with grief. So big health and and career issues can really put a roadblock in front of our emotional capacity to live life to the fullest, even in the face of obstacles. It's not the obstacle, it's our attitude about the obstacle, or as I might say, is it the rain or is it my attitude about the rain that ruins the picnic? And mostly it's my attitude. And so if I can have better information, develop a better attitude, then I can have better health even in a crisis. I can have better career decisions even when having to do things I don't want to do. And when it comes to loss of faith, which has become bigger and bigger and bigger, I'm finding more and more people are focused on faith issues. And while often it appears to be, Dr. Michael, a loss of faith in God, quite often as we show people how to do work in that arena, it isn't necessarily God that is the problem. It's sometimes God's local representative, and that's kind of a joke on, you know, calling the clergy the God's local representative. And also the politics in church. One of my observations after 28 years doing grief recovery and having had to help many major religious denominations who have split in half over arguments that are, it's like seeing the red-blue war in politics, the people's attitudes and ladder climbing in the religious community, which always makes you go, how can this be religious or spiritual? These people are as greedy and ladder climbing as anybody you've ever seen. I mean, it really gives pause to how we see that. But when people's faith has been damaged, by a grief event. Example, you have a little baby girl and she gets run over by a drunk driver. No matter how spiritual and religious you are, that's liable to create either a temporary or long-term breach of faith in the God of your understanding. Now, many people try to get those people to pray their way back to God. But if you're angry at God, how are you going to pray to a God that you're mad at? So we help people going on the right pathway, we believe. We help them get emotionally complete with their child who died or whoever died. And then for most people, God comes back into their hearts. If not, there's a whole chapter in this book, the Grief Recovery Handbook, that will help them get emotionally complete with God, and most of them get back to God. If not, they don't have to go back to God, but they can't carry anger and bitterness around and resentment. So it teaches them how to complete the resentment. As you know, it's not very fun to be in a conversation with someone about a resentment they're holding. You can't really kind of interact with them. Anyhow, I've kind of prattled on like making a speech. I apologize for that, but I hope it's been helpful information.
Yes, what I want to get back to when we come back, since it is something I've wondered, with these recent shootings in Charleston, etc., how are the people able to say, I forgive so easily? We'll come back about that, and is that part of grief recovery? We're talking with Russell Friedman, griefrecoverymethod.com, sensational set of books. The Grief Recovery Handbook is the basis. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenics collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenics is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Packing for a trip, I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can be the youngest ever. One of the things we know with loss is that when you lose something that you really value, it's a major stressful event. And it ages you. How much? One event, about 8 years older. Three events in 1 year, about 32 years older, if you don't manage them. But managing them decreases that 32 years to just a 2 year real age older. And that's really what Russell Friedman, Friedman, author of the book, The Grief Recovery Handbook, this is the revised, updated edition, talks about moving beyond death, divorce, and other losses. We're talking about some specific losses. So I was talking about loss of faith with him just beforehand. But let's move, if you will. So in this, these mass murders that occurred in Charleston, I was really impressed, Russell, that these people said, "I forgive." And it seemed to me it was almost too easy for them to say that. Can it be that easy?
Well, you know, it's a fascinating topic. And I was listening on live radio, as I think many people were, hearing the church community people talk and forgive so quickly. And a lot of people say, is it too soon? The fact is, it's never too soon to forgive, ever, although it can seem that way. And even the question, is it a genuine forgiveness, which is a false question because it's none of anyone else's business whether it's true. Here's what it can do. If I keep holding someone else responsible for how I feel, then what I do is I stay on the murderer and never get back to the primary issue is not how my husband or wife or child or daughter died. It is on my relationship with the person who died. If I get stuck on my relationship with the perpetrator, I am not dealing with my relationship with my person. And forgiveness is the only way I can get back to my heart as it relates to my person who died. Otherwise, I'm giving all my emotional energy to the murderer. So what those people did, whether they knew it or not, I don't know if they could have said what I just said, but what they did freed them to do their grief recovery work on their person who died. In other words, I'm not going to give you any more power. You just stole my person from me. You killed my husband, my wife, my daughter. I'm not going to give you anything more. I forgive you. Now watch this line. I forgive you so I can be free to do what I need to do to recover from my broken heart. You broke it, but I have to recover it. Nobody, even the murderer, if the murderer apologizes, doesn't fix your heart. It may fix theirs, but it doesn't fix yours. So forgiveness is an essential key to grief recovery. There's no recovery possible without forgiveness. And in this kind of situation, it's the only way to get back whatever power you have over your own emotions without spending the rest of your life holding someone else responsible for how you feel now. Now, indeed, they did cause you to feel... Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Russell, we've got a question on the email line. You can always ask us a question. Email udocs@gmail.com. This one's from Gerald, and Gerald asks, is forgiveness always the first step in recovery, or can there be other first steps than just saying and feeling that I forgive someone?
Well, it doesn't have to be the first step, but it's an essential one. And let me tell Gerald and everyone else listening, I don't think you ever feel like forgiving. No matter what we say, you have to forgive. But what you'll feel like do is hurting the person who hurt you. Forgiveness is not something you want to do. It's something you have to do so you can be free. It is part of a package of things you have to do. You have to address all elements, not just forgiveness. In our relationships with important people, we have to apologize for things we did or didn't do that might have hurt them. We have to forgive them for things they did or didn't do that hurt us. We have to make significant emotional statements. For the perpetrator, we have no apologies to make, but we need to forgive them and to make a statement of how much they hurt us by stealing something that was ours.
Now, how much, and this is a question that Irving asks, he said, how much is the time of a loss an important phenomenon? In other words, if he loses a mother or a spouse in a short period of time, didn't expect it, and it was a sudden loss, is that much harder to recover from than one that is, say, the person develops a end-stage disease and it takes 6 months and hospice care for them to pass on?
Now, yeah, great question. And the answer is, they're obvious that a sudden death, and I had this, my mother died suddenly the day before Thanksgiving in 1993. No warning, no, nothing lead up to it. And it was devastating for me. When my dad died 6 or 8 years ago, it was after he was 93 and a long-term illness. I was devastated by both, but impacted in a different way by the sudden death. There were certain things left unfinished because there were plans and hopes and dreams of things to do, trips to make, and, you know, conversations to have. The sudden death will leave us with some extra unfinished business, but all loss leaves us with things we wish that had happened differently, better, or more, and unrealized hopes, dreams, and expectations about the future. The real key isn't the difference between those things, is if you have the tools and knowledge of what to do with it. And that's what the Grief Recovery Handbook is for. It's really a manual to say, okay, this is what's happened. What do you need to do to discover and complete what's unfinished for you? And here's how to do it. Rather than just say, hey, let go and move on, it's what do you do to get complete with what's unfinished?
So one of the things you talk about doing is doing that apology or doing the emotional feel, the emotional statements you make.
Statements, yeah.
So how do you do that? In other words, if you say one of the things, obviously, with people, it's reasonable, but what do you do when you lose a career or a job? So, for example, if you will, Barclays Bank, and this is written by a Kelly, has said they're going to let 6,500 people go. I will be one of those they let go. And so in 30 seconds, can you say, how do I get over this? Who do I apologize to?
Great question. All recovery or completion of unfinished business is indirect. Obviously, if the person has died, it has to be indirect. If they're living, you can't forgive them for their face. That's an attack. In those kind of intangible things like career and health, those are actually made up of many, many small relationships with people who affected you or not. And it's really like a tree with branches. So it's done indirectly, but with individuals who affected you.
We're talking with Russell Friedman, the Grief Recovery Handbook. As you can tell, it's full of wonderful information for all of us. We all lose things. We don't always lose someone. We can lose a job. We can lose status, a whole bunch of things. The Grief Recovery Handbook method.com. Absolute sensational. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual.
Enhanced water as active as you are. Refresh and recharge with Lily of the Desert's Aloe H2O. Each crisp, cool bottle contains over 200 active, health-boosting nutrients from organically grown aloe vera. Aloe H2O is the perfect enhanced water for when you're running on the treadmill, walking the trails, cruising with the top down, or even sitting on your front porch. With only 30 calories and 6 grams of sugar per bottle, you can feel good about staying on track with your health goals. Learn more about Aloe H2O at lilyofthedesert.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.